Kazakhstan treatment of political prisoners condemned CWI reporters. On the 10th of March, MEPs in Strasbourg agreed a condemnation of the Kazakhstan's President Nazarbayev regime's treatment of political prisoners. Although the European Parliament has few powers, key decisions are made by Council of Ministers of member states. It puts more political pressure on the Kazakhstan regime. Nazarbayev had brought forward the general election due later in the year to the 20th of March. As usual, it was totally rigged. All six parties participating support Nazarbayev, but his aim is to try and claim a renewed legitimacy and avoid mass protests when he steps up his program of new privatizations and steep price rises. Once again, this dictator will want the workers and poor people of Kazakhstan to pay for the difficulties brought about by the fall in world oil prices. Oppression. Over the years, many who oppose the dictatorship have been jailed. Administrative detention for 2 or 3 weeks is liberally doled out to those who organize or participate in protests on the streets or online. Those who organize strikes or opposition parties can be sent down for years. Vladimir Kozlov, mentioned in the European parliamentary debate, was the leader of an opposition capitalist party, ALGA. While the CWI has fundamental political disagreements with ALGA, we stand for the defense of democratic rights. He was sentenced to 7.5 years in prison soon after the December 2011 massacre of striking oil workers in Znaeyozem. His crimes were inciting social discord, making calls for the overthrow of the constitutional order and the establishment of a criminal organization. Vadim Kuramshin was a lawyer who exposed the barbaric treatment of inmates in Kazakhstan's prisons. In his trial on false charges of extortion, a jury actually found him innocent. He was released, only to be rearrested and imprisoned for 12 years in a strict regime colony. Eren Atabek, a writer and poet, was involved with hundreds of protesters in the struggle to save a shanty town called Shanarak from destruction by bulldozers in 2006. He was arrested and accused of killing a policeman and sent down for no less than 18 years. Witnesses in his trial later confessed to being blackmailed to give false evidence against Eren, but no retrial has been granted. The resolution discussed in Strasbourg alludes to the deteriorating situation for journalists and activists in Kazakhstan. It points to the regime being particularly sensitive in the run-up to Expo 2017, the international fair in Astana, the country's capital. A model resolution to send to the Kazakhstan authorities, supporting the demands of the Europarliamentarians in relation to the three named political prisoners, and going further to demand their release, can be found on the website of Campaign Kazakhstan, www.campaignkazakhstan.org. The imprisoned activists and their legal representatives would like to see copies of these resolutions, and they would be particularly encouraged by a flood of personal letters to them at the addresses also given there.